This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, the fourth hour. Rob Dew is going to be joining us in the next segment. I want to talk a little bit about a couple of articles we didn't have time to talk about earlier. And of course, we have these many of these articles that came up on the Drudge Report earlier today. The Bloomberg article, "The Crime You Have Not Yet Committed." Another one from The Guardian. "The FBI quietly changes its privacy rules for accessing NSA data on Americans." Let me read you a phrase from this, and I want you to let this sink in. Classified revisions were accepted by the secret U.S. court. Think about that. I'm going to repeat it. Classified revisions were accepted by the secret U.S. court. What's going on here is that we have a secret court, a star chamber court, that is now secretly changing the law. How does it get any worse than this? This is anathema to democracy. It is everything our system of governance was designed to stop. The Magna Carta and the Constitution were designed to stop precisely this type of secret star chamber government. And the amazing thing to me is the path that we have taken to get here. You understand that back in the 70s, we had the Church Commission in the Senate. We had the Pike Commission in the House. What were they doing there? They were trying to get control of this secret government that was rising up. The CIA was really kind of the focus of the Church Commission. And we all seen the pictures of the heart attack gun and the other assassination things that the CIA was doing. It's like, wait a minute, we don't want a government that secretly assassinates political leaders and perhaps its dissidents within its own country. Okay, or even government officials within its own government. We don't want that, okay? Meanwhile, the Pike Commission, which was in the House, was trying to get some information on the NSA, and they called the director of the NSA in, and he at first wouldn't come in, and then he comes in. They said, "We'd like to see your charter." You know, CIA has a charter. "Where's your charter, NSA?" And he said, "Well, it's classified. I'm not going to show it to you, Congressman. NSA was created by a secret executive order by President Truman. And within a couple of decades, they had been doing the same kind of stuff that everybody's complaining about now, that Snowden has illustrated to the public. Spying on Americans, listening to their phone calls, doing all the stuff that is prohibited by the Constitution. And so these two commissions came in and said, "Well, okay, I can just imagine them sitting there like Senator Sessions when Panetta says, yeah, we would go to the UN or we would go to NATO to get authority to call for a no-fly zone over Syria." And he goes, "I can't believe you're saying that. You're a senator. You know what the Constitution is. They could care less." Okay, so these secret organizations, NSA says, "We're not going to show you our charter. It's secret. It's executive order. You can't see it, Congressman." And so they said, "All right, we're going to create an organization to oversee these guys to try to keep them in check. We'll call it the FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. We're going to set up a court, and we're going to keep these guys in line." Okay? Now what are they doing? They're using that court to secretly modify the Constitution. We've reported on this multiple times. Here it is again from The Guardian. Classified revisions. We can't see them. Not for the public to see. They're changing the Constitution, and they say you can't see it. It's a secret. Meanwhile, we have Hillary Clinton, who is putting all of these thousands of secret documents on her private server for who knows what reason she would set this thing up. Why did she hatch this conspiracy to subvert the religion of the national security state? The thing on which we have to sacrifice our Constitution and all of our individual rights for this national security state. And Hillary Clinton conspires with others who are now being given immunity to investigate this. And understand, Judge Napolitano went on, he pointed out, hey, you give somebody immunity, that means you're going after somebody higher up. He also said, yesterday, he said, she's playing word games. She says none of these things are marked classified. Of course they're not marked classified. They're marked confidential, or they're marked secret, or they're marked top secret. They don't write classified. They write those other things. It's a word game, just like her husband. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Rob Due.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Secret 12, InfoWars Lights, vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
A dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself.
Welcome to the fourth hour of Overdrive of the Alex Jones Show, and you can be watching this in video format over the internet at Infowars.com/show, or if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you can be watching it live as it happens right now. So, or if you're listening to the radio, you only get to see half the show, but we enjoy our radio audience nonetheless. I'm Rob Due, your host. About halfway through this fourth hour, I'm going to have Leanne McAdoo in studio. We're going to be taking your calls. I'm going to give out the number right now, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I'm going to start the little studio login application. And what are we going to talk about today? Well, there's been some interesting news having to deal with Sandy Hook and Donald Trump and the connection they're trying. I guess they're going to try to turn Donald Trump into a Sandy Hook truther. I'm going to show you a video in a little bit. Is this the most powerful Donald Trump video ever? And it's a pro-Trump montage by In the Fed Facebook. And let me tell you, I'm really hot on this right now. Last night, Biggs and I, Joe Biggs and a few others, were at a local bar where we've been competing in a ping pong tournament. We're pretty crazy about ping pong here, at least some of us at the InfoWars Studios. You might have seen, I think me and Biggs dressed up as an ISIS fighter, and I was dressed up as Uncle Sam, and we played some ping pong one time during the Money Bomb. Nevertheless, we did this. We have this contest, and the first time we did it, I won. I beat a guy wearing a commie red shirt, and it had like Lenin and Stalin. Everybody had party hats on. It had a little sickle and hammer, and I really enjoyed beating that guy. And I was wearing my Molon Labe T-shirt, so it was a clash of civilizations there. Well, the same thing happened again this last time. We sent the trendies home packing, and then they got mad, and we had arguments at the end of the night at the bar. It was great. Good fun, though. It was good to debate people because they were throwing out Donald Trump's a racist. He's a bigot. I said, well, why? Why? Why do you say that? Well, he doesn't want to bring in any Muslims. Well, look at the results of the Michigan race last night where Donald Trump won in Dearborn, which is, if you've driven around in Dearborn, it's a Muslim town. I mean, majority of the Muslims, I've been there a couple times back in the day, we went to Detroit to document the decimation that's going on there. We also went to Dearborn to document some stuff. The guys recently went back there to film like one of the biggest mosques in, I think, the United States. This thing is huge. So big Muslim population voting for Trump. That must tell you something. They obviously don't think he's racist. You have a lot of Mexican-Americans voting for Trump or showing their support for Trump. Obviously, they don't think he's racist. So let's go now to, is this the most powerful Donald Trump video ever?
Mr. Trump, you've done great things in your life, and I just wonder, how do I, as an average person, begin?
Well, first of all, never think of yourself as average. You started off with the wrong question, because you're not average. You've got a lot going. I see you're smart. I see you're very beautiful.
What we were able to do today was allow people to see his heart for themselves and to make up their own minds about him. And they find out that he's not the person that the media has depicted him to be.
Are you endorsing
him? I support Donald Trump, and everybody knows. Everybody knows.
100%.
I know Donald forever. I like Donald forever.
Wonderful guy. I mean,
he is.
And he's miscast by the media. You know that.
I like Donald. He's got an enormous ego, but he's a good guy. He's got a big heart, by the way. He's very good to people. He's very kind to people.
People don't know that.
You just have to get that word average out of your vocabulary, and you have to tell yourself that you're great, and you have to believe it. If you can say it and don't believe it, it doesn't matter.
A kid that worked in the back.
Right.
I said, well, hey, how is Donald Trump? This is before he ran. This is months ago. He goes, unbelievable. He would come back to the kitchen and give $100 to the staff.
Yeah.
He would give these guys quietly. Nobody would know about that.
The fact is, I go down the streets of New York, and the people that really like me are the taxi drivers and the workers. Et cetera, et cetera.
Also his children. I know his son Eric. I've met him a couple of times. He's a great kid.
They're great kids. Yeah.
You know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Do you like him?
Yeah, I mean, he's real. That's what we need.
I like his ideas. Those are real letters. Those are not corporate letters. Those are not letters from
Exxon. These are handwritten.
Those are not letters from General Motors. Those are letters from people. You have to have heart. You have to take care of women's health issues. You have to take care of poor people that they're never going to have a shot. And you have to take care of African-American youth who have never been in a worse position than they are right now.
This sounds like political presidential talk to me. And I know people have talked to you about whether or not you want to run. Would you ever?
I just probably wouldn't do it, Oprah. I probably wouldn't. But I do get tired of seeing what's happening with this country. And if it got so bad, I would never want to rule it out totally.
I think Donald Trump, underneath it all, isn't just a business guy. I think he loves America. I really do. I think he cares.
This country has such potential. I love the country. I think we can make it better than ever before.
You have to unleash it. People have lost their spirit.
Donald Trump represents truth, logic, and common sense.
His incentive and his self-interest is tied to the well-being of the country that he's supposed to represent.
They love me, I love them. And I'll tell you something, if I get the nomination, I'll win the Latino vote. I will win it, because I'm going to create jobs.
I'm Hispanic and I vote for Mr. Trump. We vote for Mr. Trump!
Get behind the candidate, Mr. Donald Trump. Let's go do something for you.
Yeah.
He said is true.
Wow.
The Mexican border. And,
you're ecstatic and you're saying that. Are you sure? Wow.
I know what Donald Trump is doing is representing the absolute heartbreak and anger and frustration at a government gone mad.
I guess I just wanted to find out if there was one thing that you wanted people to remember about Donald Trump. What is it?
Never, ever give up.
Power of positive thinking, and I think that's very much in Donald's makeup.
If I become president, I couldn't care less about my company. I want to use that same up here, whatever it may be, to make America rich again and to make America great again.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am officially running President of the United States, and we are going to make our country great again.
Do not underestimate the power of Donald Trump, or you will be scratching your head wondering, how did he get the Republican nomination? And we will see the best debate in history. Hillary Rodham Clinton, Donald J. Trump.
We are here to stay. Donald Trump all the way.
Donald Trump has came up with some very strict immigration laws that would guarantee work in the African-American community.
I hope he gets through with his intentions about building the wall.
Well, I just want to let everybody know that not all Latinos are blind.
He knows what money is, where it comes from, and how to make more of it rather than redistributing other people's in exchange for their vote.
And the intensity with Trump is like nothing I've seen since I was a little kid and Reagan was running. And they were saying, this is America's last shot.
If we don't get it right this time, we're not going to have a country left, folks. We're not going to have a country.
Are we seriously trying to figure out whether or not Donald Trump would make a good president? The man has major, major skills that he can offer.
This country right now owes $19 trillion, and they need somebody like me to straighten out that mess.
Honestly, I really think voters and Americans are looking at this guy saying, it's refreshing to hear somebody not be a wuss, not be a politician, and really say what they think.
These aren't dumb people. These are American patriots, and they want this country turned around.
I don't want nuance. I want bold colors, red, white, and blue. America, I have seen in the last several decades, absolutely fray and decline. When I saw those guys on the boats, on their knees, there's a picture about America that I haven't seen ever before. Democrats, not one or two, but many, are voting for Donald Trump, as well as Republicans. I've seen this all over the place. So I think there's a big, big movement happening, and I got to say that, we need him.
You know, this is a movement, folks. This is not, like, even maybe about me. I don't want it to be about me. This is about common sense. It's about doing the right thing.
The silence. Majority is back, and we're going to take the country back.
I have a big heart. I'm going to take care of people. I'm going to make sure that this country comes first. We don't come first. We don't come 10th. We take care of everyone else but our own, and that's going to change.
We're going to become rich again. We're going to become safe again. And we're going to become strong again.
Nothing's wrong with us. We don't have to like illegal aliens. We don't have to. We're Americans. We want Americans first. Why can't we be first?
We are ready for a change. We are ready and our troops deserve the best.
And in the Middle East, I guess we spent $5 trillion. We
could have rebuilt our bridges, our tunnels, our roads, our hospitals, our airports. We could have rebuilt our country. We could have rebuilt our military. We could have taken care of Social Security. We could have taken care of everything.
We are going to win so much. We're going to have win after win after win. You people are going to get sick and tired of winning. You're going to say, please, please, President Trump, we can't take this much victory. Please stop. We don't want any more wins. And I'm going to say to you, we're going to win. I don't care what you say. We're going to make our country great again. We're going to win. We're going to win. And we're going to win.
Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Well, I'm not the kind of kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah.
Well, the great thing about the Alex Jones Show, you never know who's going to drop on by the studio. You may have heard and seen the trailer of Amerageddon, the movie that Alex Jones has a pretty big role in as an evil senator. Well, I've got sitting next to me, not Leanne McAdoo, but Gary Haven, the writer and producer of Amerageddon, just dropped by, and so he decided to come in, and we're going to spend the next half hour with him. We're going to take your phone calls. I got Kevin in Florida, Antoine in California, Wayne in Kansas, Austin in Oklahoma, that's interesting, and Jerome in Texas, and we'll take more calls as we go along through the rest of the fourth hour. But it was interesting. I was talking to Gary back in the conference room that we have, sort of our green room, and he was talking about some interesting things that are going on with North Korea. I don't know if you've been watching or paying attention to that, but there is some saber rattling going on amongst all the Trump hoopla that's going on in the United States. And before we go to that and start talking about that, I want to just give a quick plug to In the Fed Facebook group who played that last video, or who produced that last video that we just played about Donald Trump. And I think, you know, you can't deny the crowds that Donald Trump is getting. Same as Bernie Sanders. He's getting good crowds. The crowds are crickets for everybody else. Ted Cruz is getting some crowds, but not like Donald, not like Sanders. Hillary, they get smaller and smaller. Rubio, they get smaller and smaller. I mean, what do you think's going on?
You know, Trump's a mess, right? But he's his own mess. He's not bought and paid for by the elite, the establishment. And in reality, is people are waking up. They want their country back.
Yeah.
And Trump is somebody who gives us hope that we could have a leader that will actually stand for us and not for the establishment.
And I think help get government out of the way. I see that as being the biggest problem. People think the government's there to help you. They're not. They get in the way of everything. They got in the way in Katrina. People were trying to send water to these people, and the government was getting in the way saying, no, you can't send people water. But come on. It's water. You know, the government gets in the way of giving people water when they need water. Okay? That's the government. And that was the George Bush administration. Okay? Barack Obama wasn't any better. I mean, these people, they get in the way, and the government keeps getting bigger and bigger. We need smaller government. We have the technology now to communicate pretty instantaneously. Just since I've gotten here, the news, I mean, we are on, like, if it's 2 days old, it's old. Yeah. We don't even talk about it anymore. Yeah. Whereas before, it would be something a week old would still be kind of big news. No, not anymore. I mean, it's flying so fast and furious. If you're connected with one of these listening devices, you might know what's going on. Depending on what, it depends on where you get your news from and how many sources you go to. You go to InfoWars, don't you?
Yeah, I go every morning. I begin my day. How else would I know what's going on?
There you go. So let's get into North Korea, and we got a short segment, but we're going back into a 30-minute or 18-minute segment after the break. So North Korea, you were talking about how your film has got some parallels with what's going on right now. And you wrote this, when, a year and a half ago?
Yeah, a year and a half ago. The movie's called Amerageddon, and we have a website, AmerageddonTheMovie.com. Over 1.5 million people have seen the trailer. You know, when we were writing this movie, we had several ways to emulate this EMP attack on America. And what that is a detonation of a small nuclear device up in the atmosphere. And it sends out gamma rays that will destroy all electronics, including the grid, water systems, and I looked at the most likely way we'd get this attack, would it be a Scud missile with an EMP on it from a freighter and all sort of thing? Well, we just happened to choose the most likely scenario, which is a North Korean satellite. And guess what? February 7th, not many weeks ago, North Korea launched a satellite that passes over the U.S. three times a day. North Korea has been developing miniaturized nuclear devices that are low detonation, high gamma ray production, specifically
EMP
for EMP
attack. EMP weapon, yeah. Essentially. Yeah.
So all of this is in the news every week right now. You've got a new story on it today. I'm almost worried that this is going to happen before my movie comes out. That might actually give people a chance to be warned.
Right. And it comes out when? In May, right?
May 13th.
May 13th.
Theaters across Texas and in southern U.S. Directors Mike Norris, son of Chuck Norris. I co-wrote the movie with him and star in it. And you have a theatrical degree.
It takes a lot of work to put a movie together. I know that.
It's funny. I've never acted. This is my second movie, but I actually found that it was a very natural thing for me to do, and especially about something you're passionate about.
Right. Well, I'm going to get into some acting stuff later. The break is coming upon us. The Daily Mail is attacking Donald Trump for being endorsed by Reverend Carl Gallups, who they claim is the Sandy Hook truther who says no one died in the Newtown shootings. Sandy Hook's a little weird. But we're going to get more into North Korea, and we got a little video about North Korea because they are threatening to launch preemptive nuclear strikes. Believe it, people. It could be happening. There it is. Rob Dew, Infowars.com. You're watching.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
That's right. You're here at the tip of the spear every day, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to now 3 p.m. with the fourth hour of Overdrive that we've been doing here for about, 6 months now. It's been quite an experiment to pick up the fourth hour again. Alex used to do 4 hours, and he went back down to three. And then, people were still carrying. They would repeat the first hour. They'd keep that four-hour spot open. So Alex said, why don't we just keep producing more content? We have the staff. We have people that can come in. I'm not one of the main people that sits in and does this. Mainly, David Knight and Anthony does Thursdays, and we have Paul Joseph Watson on Mondays. But as news breaks, as people get assigned to different areas, other people have to step up. So I'm going to go to your calls this segment, definitely. I think we'll go to we'll go to Austin in Oklahoma first. So stand by, Austin. And let's finish up. And we're also going to get to this burning $1,000 meme contest. We had one last week showing the image of Romney, Bush, who's laughing like a little Piggly Wiggly, and Rubio all on a plane together during Romney's failed campaign for president in 2012. And we had a meme contest for that. And the winner was a lady who just started listening to us. Her Twitter handle is Can't Stump the Trump. She just started listening to us about 6 months ago. Her late husband was a big fan of Alex, and so she just started listening to it. She's a mom. She's got five kids. Sounds like a really nice lady. I've been chatting her back and forth on Twitter. And, she just decided to enter it, and her meme won. She got $1,000. So you never know. You could be a winner. We're going to go over some of these and look at them in a second. You didn't have to stick to any particular picture, any particular video. It can be whatever you want. But a lot of people are pouring in about the white privilege thing, that he kind of stuck his foot in his mouth on that. Did you see that video where he said white people don't know poor, and they're not poor?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, and then we went downtown, and there's lots of poor white people. There's poor white people everywhere. In fact, they outnumber everybody else in being poor. And so that's another good thing white people are really good at, being poor. Did we finish up with North Korea? Do you have anything else to add on that?
Why isn't the mainstream media talking about the most imminent threat to our country, a little short, fat guy in Korea who has nukes, one of which is probably passing over our country at 300 miles optimum altitude.
They say it's tumbling right now. They say tumbling. I think we have him. Did you guys pull up the picture of him on his secret weapon? There, I see one of those. Click on any one of those. He's got a secret weapon. He's got a unicorn.
He's charging in.
Yeah, a unicorn and an Uzi with Dennis Rodman by his side. So Dennis Rodman's incidentally a Trump supporter, too.
Oh,
he said, "You're all." He sent out a tweet. They said something about him, and he goes, "You're all going to get fired, just like I did." So that was very interesting. Hey, let's go to Austin now. Let's talk about Ted Cruz being a U.S. citizen. I don't know if they're ever going to settle that. I mean, do we even settle if Barry Sotero is who his real daddy is? I don't even know if we're ever going to settle that. We never even saw the real birth certificate. But go ahead, Austin. What's on your mind?
Well, actually, yeah, I was wanting to talk a little bit about that. But I saw a video recently of him talking about the 14th Amendment. I guess it was showing how he contradicts himself on this issue of natural-born citizenship. And he said, actually, that he was for the 14th Amendment and just the fact that if you're born here, you're a citizen, even though your parents aren't from here, I guess. And then he said he supported it, and he was upset at people for trying to change it. He's talking about he's a constitutionalist. And then it went to a more recent interview he had where he says, oh, yeah, we need to get rid of that. And then he says, in fact, back in 2011, I said the same thing, so he's actually contradicting himself and lying on top of it.
Well, I think his mom was a registered voter in Canada, and they claim she was a U.S. citizen, but she was registered to vote in Canada. So I don't know what that makes you at that point. Definitely fudgy. If I was a country, you would have to be a citizen of that country to vote in that country. Although here it's kind of whatever in some places. I think California, anybody can go in and vote as many times as they want.
But
twice on Sunday.
Yeah, you kind of hit the head on it. His mom was voting in Canada. She's on the voter registration logs up there, which meant that she had established herself as a Canadian citizen. His dad was not an American citizen. So there's plenty of constitutional reason to question his citizenship. You know, when I first heard Trump start talking about it, I thought, oh, this is kind of nonsense. But as I began to study it, much like our listener here, I came to the same conclusion. Hey, there's some substance here. He really may not be eligible to be the president of this country.
And that would be a coup d'etat if he got up to that point. He was nominated, and then they go, wait, you're ineligible. Hillary wins. You know, no debate necessary. And that, you know, now that the Bushes have joined up with him, I don't know what that means. That just, yeah.
You know, since we're on the Cruz subject, let me mention, and I know Cruz personally. I had dinner with him last year about this time.
Okay.
He was soliciting my support, and I vetted him to find that he is the designated opponent. He is an establishment through and through who is put up as if we have a choice. You know how that works.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's a neocon. He wants to send our kids to the Ukraine. He wants to send them to the Syria, all to protect moneyed interests. We have no business being there. He actually said to me the last thing, he says, you know, I'm not a neocon. And I looked at him like, well, why do you want to send our kids to these places? I've already pointed out it's just for the moneyed interest.
Right.
And if you look at his advisors, two of them were former CIA directors.
Ooh.
We now know that he borrowed money from Goldman Sachs and Citibank and didn't report. This guy is as deep state as anybody. And unfortunately, the governor of Texas doesn't know that.
Yeah.
Although I've talked to him about it. Trump has fooled a lot. I mean, Cruz has fooled a lot of people, but he is the designated opponent so that they can get either of their people into
exactly. I mean, at first I think it was Bush. They were just assumed, the media assumed we can name him heir apparent. Everybody will agree with us. But then people started asking him questions.
Yeah,
and he doesn't know anything. And then it went to Rubio. And then the incredible shrinking candidate just keeps getting smaller and smaller. And now, you know, Cruz is definitely, I think, third runner up. They had, that's why they put a ton of people in here to see who fans out, see who's going to work. And, you know, Ben Carson, I don't think he was establishment, but he just couldn't get any traction. Fiorina, I don't know.
No, she was.
Yeah.
Rand Paul was the exception.
And, I agree.
And I know Rand Paul. Yeah. I took him to Haiti. Back in November, spent 4 days with him. He was doing eye surgeries on poor Haitians. So I had a lot of time to talk with him. But I told him at the time, every evening we'd be in a hotel, and I would say, look, Senator, you're the guy. You've got the voting record.
And he could do it, too.
But your campaign sucks.
Yep. He surrounded himself with people who aren't winners.
Yeah.
I think that's the bottom line, because he is a winner. I've met him personally. I went and did an interview with him out in not too far from here, over near the lake. Mm-hmm. He was having a campaign fundraiser for his dad, and we interviewed him. And I, you know, stand up guy. I said, do you have anything you don't want me to ask? He's like, no, you can ask me whatever you want. So I just fired question after question after question until I couldn't think of anything to ask him anymore. And he answered every question with just being calm. He didn't go, well, he was not trying to dance around the issues. He had his principles centered in his mind, and, you know, he didn't waver from them. So it is a shame he is not in. Let's go to Kevin in Florida, wants to talk about white privilege. You got two white guys here. Tell us how we're privileged, please.
Well, first of all, thank you, Rob, for taking my call. I'm a lifelong conspiracy theorist like you guys are. And I wanted to get in the white privilege aspect of it and how, like, ridiculously nuts it is that the majority of people are buying into this, you know, that just because you're white, mostly white males, that you're inherently racist, that everything's been handed to you, when the majority of people that I know that have anything are hard workers, 9-to-5 guys, first to come in early, last to leave. My concern with this is that you have a lot of these ignorant idiots out there that believe this, that it's going to allow the Hillary and Bernie supporters to steal this election, because as you guys have pointed out numerous times correctly, that I think Trump really, it's him or bust. If he loses, there's not going to be another free election after this. I mean, with the hardcore socialism that they're trying to bring in, would just give everything and everybody free stuff with this magical free money that's going to float out of thin air, because people are too ignorant to realize it comes from hardworking taxpayers who, the majority of them are white. And I wanted to get you guys' thoughts on that.
Well, I think you're spot on pretty much on everything you just said. And what I would add to that would be, I don't think Bernie's going to steal any elections because they're stealing it from him. I think they're stealing the nomination from Bernie Sanders right now, because if you look at the crowds that Bernie pulls in, they are huge compared to what Hillary pulls in. Hillary is establishment. She started off with a 500-delegate lead. You know, I've tweeted out a picture. They hadn't even shown any poll results yet in a couple, I think it was the Saturday primaries, and she already had 6 delegates, and it was the representative reporting. She started, I mean, you can't beat that. That's just math you can't win against. And what I would like to see is the Bernie people that are anti-establishment in a lot of ways. I know a lot of them, there's probably 20% that think everything's going to be for free, and then there's another percentage that are hardworking people that think the system is rigged, and they're like, you know what, I'm going with Bernie because I like what he's saying. 90% of the stuff, I don't think there's anybody out there that agrees with the candidate all the way. But I'd like to see those supporters come over and start supporting Donald Trump, because I think you're going to see what happened to Rand Paul is what's going to happen to Bernie Sanders. They're just going to steal it right out from under him.
Yeah. You know, Kevin, I left home at 16, put myself through college, making $1.10 an hour. You may be old enough to remember minimum wage at that level. I don't think Rob does.
I was at $4.25 an hour. Yeah. When I
started. And
at McDonald's, by the way.
And I was a millionaire at 25 from working hard. Then I was bankrupt at 30 from stupid mistakes. But then a billionaire at 50. So I guarantee you, there was no privilege involved, or luck for that matter. The harder I worked, the luckier I got, perhaps.
Yeah, I would agree. And good luck happens when you're prepared and the timing. You know, if you're prepared, something's going to come along. And you're going to be like, hey, I'm ready for that. Boom, I'm in it. I'm in it to win it. Now we've got this Daily Mail article. Florida pastor who endorses Donald Trump is a Sandy Hook truther. Reverend Carl Gallups claims no one died in the Newtown shootings and grieving parents are Hollywood actors. And I guess he spoke at a Trump rally in Pensacola, which had only 10,000 people. 10,000 people got off their butt to go see Donald Trump, and you can't get a room for 300 with Hillary or her daughter or anybody else. And then I was reminded of this article when I saw this by Paul Craig Roberts, an economist, not a guy who I think steps his foot in anything unless he really knows what it is, a numbers guy. And he wrote an article called Sandy Hook Puzzles, and he talks about just the myriad of photographs that look like they were created for this event. And he goes through all the evidence, and I'm not going to really go through it here, but I encourage you to read that article because it seems like they're taking anything they can to tie to Donald Trump. They had the guy who got arrested tied with the Bundy situation, and in Burns, Oregon, they arrested him and called him a Trump campaign head. You know, he just kept getting more promotions as bigger entities picked up on it. First, he was just a guy that worked on a Trump campaign. Then he became a Trump campaign head. And next, he's going to be running everything for Donald. And he got arrested. And he wasn't even there when the standoffs occurred. He arrived afterward. So the media is grasping at straws. But I will say this. If you watch the video of Robbie Parker, one of the parents of this Sandy Hook incident, there is video of this guy, and he's laughing, and I've been in plays. I've watched people get prepared for crying scenes. They did exactly what he did. They put their head down. They think about some memory that they bring back in their head that they've had loaded in there. They preloaded this while they're rehearsing so that they can go to it right before they go on stage. And this is an Our Town play. It's when everybody died. The girl dies at the end. I watched her mother in the play bend down, take some deep breaths, and boom, the tears were flowing. And he did that exact same thing. In my professional opinion, I have a theater degree, and I've directed several plays, movies, and there it is right there. You can see him smiling. I mean, that to me, that's not a guy who just lost somebody. But I don't know. That's Robbie Parker. He's one of the parents. So there you can see now he's gone into character, and now he's ready. He's about to start talking. So to me, that smells, stinks to high heaven. We've seen other events that we know are manufactured, like Boston bombing survivor killed in Dubai car crash. And if you look at the pictures of this girl here, she's being carried. Let me show you this picture. She's being carried, and this is supposedly a tourniquet. Mm-hmm. Does that look like a knot that's wrapped up to be a tourniquet? Looks like somebody just tied a sash around. Hey, you're ready to go. Get in there. Get in the game. Well, now she's died in a car crash in Dubai. So
we'll see her in her next feature.
Maybe so. Yeah, you never know. Maybe she was supposed to be a car crash victim. So, you know, it's just interesting how they do all this. Going back to your movie, Pentagon admits using its military drones to spy on Americans. You actually, I don't know if you want to spoil it, but you have some drone situations in your movie, right?
Yeah. You know, it's if the average American doesn't realize that that they're accessed. I give you kind of a side example. If you look on certain brands of TVs and you look at the disclaimer, you are acknowledging that a camera in the TV can observe you and listen to you in your bedroom, by the way.
Sure.
By purchasing this television.
And there's a camera right here. It's got one on each side. It doesn't matter where you put it. There's a camera.
Yeah. So, you know, we're just... We don't want to accept this. It's so far out of what we would believe our government would do. But that's the world we live in. Yeah, my movie has a scene. I'm at my ranch, and we have been attacked by an EMP, and all the electronics are shut down. Of course, the government has their electronic devices.
They have Faraday cages everywhere.
Yeah.
Built by us, our taxpaying dollars. Yeah.
So I'll look up in the sky, and I'm on the phone, and I'll say, hey, look, the government sent a nice drone over today.
Yeah. Well, now they say it's only been 20 times since 2006 and 2015.
Yeah.
What you're going to see in 10 years, they're going to show that part 20 times, and then they're going to go, but since 2016, it's gone up to 600 times.
Yeah.
You know, but they're doing it to keep us safe. So that's all we have to worry about. They're doing it to keep us safe. Let's go to Wayne in Kansas, wants to talk shooting with the illegal immigration story. Is this something new that happened or an older story?
No, actually, it is something new that happened. Thanks for having me on, Rob. I'm a longtime listener and supporter of the show. Over the last couple of days, we've had a developing story happen here in Kansas City, Kansas. We had a man gun down four people, two of which were fathers and had kids of their own, and then ran to Missouri. He was finally captured, I believe, late last night, 175 miles away from where the crime in KCK took place. And he had killed someone else before they caught him in Missouri. This guy's name is Pablo Serrano, and he had been, he was here illegally in the United States. He had been captured in 2004 and deported, and then sometime later came back in. And the funny thing about this story is, well, it isn't funny, but the thing about the story is the guy had just been arrested, I guess, recently, and charged with some criminal charges, but then released instead of being handed over to authorities to...
Because the government doesn't want to do its job deporting people. Stay right there. I'll have you back in for the last segment. You're watching the Alex Jones Show.
In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June, that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
His name down in Arizona, who said President Obama's got us in a stranglehold here at the border. We can't do our job. We're border patrol agents are being put in low areas of where people are migrating across, are illegally invading. Let's be politically incorrect here. They're illegally invading, entering illegally, and among other things. It's on Drudge Report. But here we have Serrano. Vitorino is in the country illegally, U.S. Immigration and our ICE officials said in a statement. He was deported in April 2004 and illegally re-entered the country on an unknown date. ICE said it would place a detainer on him. Well, hopefully, I think if you get back in, you got to go four more countries down. We make it somebody else's problem, but that's just me. I'm sure he was here for good intentions, you know, murdering four people in cold blood. That's they're charging him a first degree murder. So,
you know, Obama has a history now of releasing these people after their convictions.
Yeah.
So, I don't know that there's going to be justice here at all.
I think we had a video out called the biggest prison. Obama leads biggest prison break in history. Let's see if y'all can find that. It was probably last year sometime. And now they're saying the border is just as bad as last year, getting worse this year. So it's not ending. And I was having a lively debate last night in a bar with a couple of individuals who I believe are Bernie supporters. And, you know, why does Trump want to build a wall? Why does Trump want to, well, this is why. This is why we have people come into this country and they don't respect our laws. There's the video. Obama leads worst prison break in history. And it's about how he released a bunch of felons who were illegal aliens.
And it was about 100,000.
Yeah.
It was a big number.
These aren't nice people. They're just not. I mean, we got to do something. You can't just sit around and go, well, that's racist to say that. It's not racist to say we don't want people who kill people in our country. We would like less of those people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, they're flying them in. And,
oh, yeah. Let them fly without... I was about to say TPS reports without TSA credentials or whatever. The TSA doesn't check them. It's okay. You know, but if we go to South Padre Island, it's not even going into Mexico and try to drive back. Yeah. We have to get our butts sniffed by the TSA and the Border Patrol.
Speaking of that, I'll be at South Padre Island this next week for spring break.
Oh, wow. It's got a lot of traffic down there during spring break.
I have a house.
Once. Oh, good.
And I just go.
On the north part of the island?
In the middle of where the movie theater is.
Okay.
The street theater.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just barricade myself in. And
You got to go in with provisions, barricade yourself in, and then go enjoy yourself on the beach. I've got some fans and friends down in South Padre Island. I love that place. I did a big tourism video there a few years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Before I started InfoWars, a long time ago. Hey, let's finish up. Wayne, make your final point, and we're going to try to get one more caller in.
Well, my final point is, you know, stories like this justify exactly what Donald Trump has been talking about with our border. You know, here you have five people that lost their lives that if our border was secure, would still be alive right now. And if you go to the different pages here for our local media that's telling the story, and people are talking about this, people are going on and commenting and attacking people, calling them racist, just because they want a secure border.
Yeah, yeah, that's all. That's it. Racist, and that's, you know, it's what they throw. It's what they hear. It's what they've been programmed to say. If you speak out against murderers coming into our country illegally and murdering people, you're racist. You know what? That's the music. I'm not going to have time to get to our last three callers. Sorry to Jerome, John, and Michael. Jerry Haven, thanks for joining us. Hope your movie's a big success.
Thank you, Rob. Glad to be here.
Not just because Alex is in it, but because it sounds like a great movie. I love stories like this where, you know, the government is not the good guy, because the government is not the good guy. There's a lot of good people in government, but how big it's gotten, the bad people have taken over and they've compartmentalized. Join us tonight for live debate coverage, 7 p.m. Central. It's going to be live, and I'm sitting in the main chair, so be there. Infowars.com/show, Alex Jones channel on YouTube.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.